KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Seminary Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and this morning we're going to do things a little bit different. So normally if you listen in on Fridays, we have a little bit longer geeky news. We have the guys from the Not So Much But Us YouTube channel call in and talk all things geeky that happened throughout the week. But you know what? I did the math. We have 2 weeks left in December, so 2 weeks left in the year. We have one, in my opinion, very terrible-looking movie coming out. So we're going to extend geeky news a little bit today and do sort of a, I guess you'd call it a movie award show. So we're going to have Matt and Tim from the Not So Much Buzz show talking most of the first half of the show about movies and their favorite movies throughout the year and discuss a little bit, because it's been a really interesting year for movies. There have been a lot of really good ones, and then a few duds, I can admit that. As far as the last half of the show, of course, we got some love connection going on. Yeah, we got that going on for sure. We have your news, of course, and then your main event at 8:20, calling in from Defy Wrestling happening on January 13th. I'm definitely going to be there. We have Mr. Athletic himself, Jeff Cobb, calling in to talk about some of the stuff that's been happening so far. He's having a little bit of a feud, it sounds like, with Big Jack. So we're gonna have him up. We're gonna have him call in. He's gonna tell us all about that. He's gonna let us know what to expect from Defy One, because this is their first event. This is Defy number one, and it's gonna be huge. So again, that's gonna be at 8:20, talking everything Defy One with Jeff Cobb. Until then, we got your geeky news happening at 6:20 after Neck Deep, A Part of Me on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. I have Matt and Tim from the Not So Much Buzz show on the line right now to talk about some movies that came out this year. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Doing awesome. I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah, I got a Sobe green tea.
There you go. Do you guys miss when Sobe came out in like the glass bottles?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I miss everything that used to be in glass. Is that plastic, Tim? This is plastic. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, they switched to plastic randomly. This was forever ago, but those glass bottles were perfect for, like, bottle rockets and stuff.
Yeah, Sobe was the lubricant to, like, my high school. Like when I went to, I mean, that was a 90s thing.
Exactly. Oh, I miss it so much.
Yeah, who's all there today?
Danica's running a little late. She'll be here soon, though.
All right.
So it's just the three of us for a minute, but she'll definitely get in here in a little bit. But
no problem. It's hard not to just talk about, and I'm not going to. Because, Matt, I saw Star Wars last night.
You saw Star Wars?
I have
Stop
a lot
right there,
to say.
Stop right there.
We're going to do a review today, but I'm going to make one prediction. Matt, you're not going to like it.
That's thanks. I already bought my tickets. I don't even want to go anymore.
Don't, yeah. No, I'm not. That's all things. You may not like it. All
right.
Now, just as a tease, I didn't see any Bothans in the trailer. Did you guys, like, were there any Bothans in the movie at all?
Because
remember, many Bothans died to get this information.
They did.
I'm not at liberty to talk about that.
Oh, no.
Tim,
did they just get a bunch of Bothans in front of a firing squad, or did it just not happen?
Tim signed a contract when I walked in the door.
Yeah.
I'm like, Tim, shut up. Don't say anything. I don't even know if you like it.
When Disney collected my phone at the door, they also collected my soul.
Did you have a beverage with the movie last night?
It was Coke. It was classic. Coke?
Was it fitting? Like, or would you go back and change it to, like, Dr. Pepper or orange soda or something?
I would take it. I'll tell you what. I'd take it back. Sobe. I'll go back to Sobe.
So, glass bottle or plastic bottle?
I mean, in an ideal world, I mean, yeah, glass bottle.
All right. Cool.
So let's keep this space thing going, because we had Star Trek Beyond released this year. Do you guys see this one?
Yes. Yeah.
What were your thoughts on this one? Because this was another alternate universe, and this movie was released after two Star Trek deaths this year. We lost Leonard Nimoy this year, and then we also lost the guy who played Chekhov.
Yep. Yeah, I just watched the documentary on Leonard Nimoy on Netflix, actually. But anyways, yeah, Star Trek Beyond, for me, it's the second best in the series. Actually, it's in my, let's see, where's my list here? My class Star Trek Beyond in my list of movies this year is in my class two movies.
Which is good.
It's about like it's about like a 9 or 10 down, but it's a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw it. I actually recently saw it. I loved it. I'm not a Star Trek guy at all. Like if they got rid of people aren't gonna like this, but if they got rid of all the old Star Trek stuff in the 60s, wouldn't care to get rid of them. But that's just me. If I didn't grow up with it, and it's boring to me now. So now that they rebooted it, loved it. Third one, I loved it. I like all of them. I think they did a great job, but they're borderline Star Wars movies. I mean, the way they do things now with them and the action, the fast pace, they're getting similar to it. I like them all. I love the second one, and a lot of people don't. And as far as Beyond goes, I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. I actually don't want to see them do a fourth one.
Could you take that trilogy over Captain America? There's no way I could either.
But it's good. It's good. Every movie's watchable. And I love Beyond. I love the character, the all-white character. I can't think of her name. But she was a good character.
You would take the Star Trek Beyond movies over the Indiana Jones original.
100%.
You would.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, cause you're not
That one, I don't think the Indiana Jones movies are holding up as well anymore. They definitely held up for a while, but they're starting to get past their prime, unfortunately.
Our third party Ted's crying right now. Him and my wife, they're like crying listening to us.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Civil War, because Captain America came out this year, one of many superhero movies, and this one...
Yeah.
I tweeted out on my personal account after I saw this movie that I am done with team-up movies. Because...
Oh, you know. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You heard the rumors.
That's fine. Captain America, friendship is magic.
Let's crack this down. Because I feel like me and Tim, we always talk about Civil War. Because we loved it. We thought it was well done. Which is boring. But you don't like it. Like, why don't you like it specifically? Like, what just irks you about this movie?
It was a couple of grown dudes crying about how they're not friends anymore.
Yeah, it's a playground pushing fight.
Exactly. Like, if you were to film a playground and a couple of kids get into a fight, each kid's going to grab their gang of friends or whatever, and they're going to start pushing each other around. Short of when Brody went down, that's about it.
Well, maybe you're like me. Would it have changed your opinion if at the end of the movie, Iron Man's dead, Winter Soldier's dead? There's five of them dead, and there are people bleeding, and that's, like, how the movie ends.
You expect a group of really superhuman guys going against each other. I want to see some blood. Spider-Man got roughed up a little bit, but nobody got more than a couple of scrapes and bruises. Even, like, Hawkeye and Black Widow, those two, the least powered in the group, they came out okay.
No, you're right. That's my biggest problem with the movie. It would have been a 10 out of 10 if they killed people, and they should have Negan'd it.
I thought Rhodey definitely should have went out. Maybe a smaller, unpopular Black Widow or Hawkeye, you know, someone should have definitely went out. It would have just, the stakes would have been raised, and it would have meant more. That was, when we saw it, we immediately said, like, great movie. You know, it's about a 9 for us both out of 10.
Yeah.
But if they would have killed somebody, it just makes it more like, wow, like they're not kidding around, like they're not throwing hissy fits, like they're actually really mad at each other.
But, exactly, you know, and Civil War is a really, really big title to work with too. Even if you're unfamiliar with the comic book series, you think Civil War, you think entire armies, right? And that's almost what they had in the comic books. They had the entire Marvel universe, X-Men, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, everybody in on this. But this is just a group of, like, what? There were maybe 10 of them?
No, it was 12.
Matt's doing the math.
I'm pretty sure it was 12.
He's going to counter you by 2.
No, it was 12. I think they did the best what they could do because they don't have Fantastic Four or X-Men. Every character they've established at this point, in the movies at least, was, besides Thor and Hulk, they were in there. They got Spider-Man back. And they introduced Black Panther and all that. I just recognize that. And I think it was like triumph. I agree. I would love to see 30 characters in it. I just knew it wasn't going to happen at all. So, and the fact that Spider-Man loved them and the way they did it was great. Black Panther stole the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm in love with those two. Like, the best part about that movie was Black Panther killed it. And the new Spider-Man, I think he's going to be my favorite. Andrew Garfield was okay, but this kid's killing it so far.
Oh, yeah, he's doing a great job. I'm super excited for the new movie. The lost potential in the movie was the fact that Doctor Strange had a time stone, and you could do whatever you wanted.
I would like to see them play with that a little more. Like, they can always bring people back. You know, no one's ever really dead in the Marvel Universe, but...
Yeah, they haven't played around a whole lot with anybody dying and coming back.
No, I think you're going to see it, though, in Infinity War. It's the best way, though. I don't think you could have done it better bringing Zemo.
That's what I was going to say.
Great villain, because he's not really a villain.
Right, it was a great movie without having a true villain, I guess I don't want to say. I mean, he was just trying to get them against each other. I mean, you could have had the movie without Zemo, I think, you know.
Yeah, the villain for me was interesting. I understand where he was coming from, and I kind of appreciated the fact that they took a normal dude. Between that and just the government crackdown, they had the one guy who came out with a successful career out of the Hulk movies. They brought him back.
Oh, yeah, that was great, too. I love they introduced the raft, you know, the prison and the ocean.
But
awesome. I mean, there's so many things I took away from that movie. Like, this is amazing.
The whole underlying thing with that for me is that you have a bunch of normal people in the background sort of pushing where these heroes are going. Yeah, they have superheroes, but at the end of the day, they're reporting back to the government, or they're reporting, like, they're being strung along by a Zeno, so that was an interesting part of the movie for me.
Yeah. We know what also Civil War is, the repercussions. It's everywhere. I mean, if you, like, I know you don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. as much as me and Tim do, but we watch it every week. The repercussions of Civil War are all over Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all over it, and I love that. I mean, I just love seeing it all flow together.
This is an episode a little bit ago, this dude, he's like, hello, Ultron. Did you say something like that?
Yeah.
Well, they've done a really good job tying that in, but their best work has come after the Captain America movies, because Captain America had the biggest tie to S.H.I.E.L.D. Thor, they did an episode about it, or after Dark World. Age of Ultron, they did an episode about it. But, yeah, their best work came after the Captain America movies.
Hey, partner, if you could partner Thor Dark World with another movie of the same, like, your same likingness for it in the Marvel Universe, what movie would you pair Thor with? Like, what do you compare it to in Marvel Cinematic
I don't think we've seen a movie like Thor the Dark World yet in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, this is going to be... I think on scale, I think we're looking at something along the lines of Guardians of the Galaxy almost. Because it's going to be out in outer space. It looks like we're going to have the Planet Hulk arena battle matches and stuff like that. I'm really excited. Between that and then, like, the way the logo looks, it's all... somebody commented on your Instagram about it. I'm a big fan of how it looks.
No, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Ragnarok, yeah. No, it definitely has potential, Jake Guardians.
Thor has his helmet on the poster.
Thor has his helmet on, which is awesome. I like that.
I'm even a big fan of, like, the Hulk armor with the, like, little mohawk helmet.
No, I'm not either. It's the Planet Hulk storyline, which is a good storyline. I like Planet Hulk storyline, which leads to World War Hulk storyline. And I think those are good storylines. However, putting armor on Hulk...
Who doesn't need armor?
He just doesn't need armor. I mean, it's like giving Thor wings. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You don't need it. But, you know, I think it's going to be good.
Like giving Jubilee sparklers on 4th of July.
But, yeah, no, the logo, I agree. I think it looks cool. You know, it's something different, and I don't mind the retro look to it. I think that's fine.
We had a lot of cosplayers not liking the poster online. Yeah,
it looks great. I'm really excited again. They've done a really good job between this and, you know what, let's get into Doctor Strange, because Doctor Strange was... the first origin movie they've had in a little bit. Like, the first actual origin movie.
It is fourth on my list.
Okay. I think it's the best visual for me this year.
The best what?
Visual.
Oh, visual.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It had the best visuals out of any movie that came out this year. It just looked great, and I think the timing for it couldn't have been better. Because the next few movies that are coming out next year to look forward to, you have the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie, you have Thor Ragnarok. Those are just, like, the first couple so far. And those are going to start linking Earth with the rest of the galaxy. And It's going to be a big, scary place. I'm excited.
Where does it place for you as far as setup movies? I think it's a pretty good high setup movie for something coming.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of one offhand that was really better. The end credit scene is going to
be crucial in Infinity War.
Yeah, because, like, again, you get the whole mirror universe. So you get not only the interdimensional stuff, you get the mirror universe, but you also get the galactic universe in between. So this was a really good movie for them, because before we only really had that, like, we didn't have any mystical stuff. We just had the very real world, like, robots and superpowers and stuff like that. We only had the science fiction stuff.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I really hope that mirror dimension becomes integral to something in the storyline of Infinity
War. Too.
It should. Like, I just feel like there's something that they have to recreate on the other side or something they need in that mirror dimension.
I agree. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I saw it twice. My wife actually loved it. I mean, it was one of her favorite Marvel movies. I think she put it in her top three or four. I liked it. It didn't crack my top five of the year, but it was still a good movie. The visuals were amazing, and I thought it was one of the better introduction movies to a character. And we talked about this before, it's similar to Iron Man, which I'm okay with because they are similar anyways. But I agree with Tim. That's a good way to put it. It's a great setup movie. It was a good movie. It held its own. But on top of that, it's setting up for what's to come. And, yeah, I think he's going to be very, very, very crucial for Infinity War.
Now let's swing to the DC end of things. Because we did have a couple DC movies. We had Batman v Superman, and then we had Suicide Squad come out. And let's tackle Batman v Superman first.
It's not my last class of movies.
It tackled me about, you know, three times because it was terrible. I just didn't like it. It was, how do you know where to begin with this movie? It was too long.
It was long.
For starters.
Let me tell you what I liked in the movie.
It was dark.
The Batmobile crashed into the building. Done. That's my review.
The Batmobile was cool. I mean, Ben Affleck looked cool as Batman. He's still not my favorite Batman. He didn't do terrible. I personally don't like my Batman Rudy, like, in Jack. And, like,
he
almost looks fat. He's so jacked. But I get it. It's an older Batman. He's been around the block. Fine. Superman is always terrible, and I'm not a big Superman guy in this movie universe right now.
The biggest issue with this Batman for me is it looked like he was running around in his pajamas.
Yeah.
Like, you look at all the way back up to George Clooney Batman, they also sort of had some sort of armor component to them.
Yeah.
Where this guy, it looked like he was running around in, like, a gray sack that Alfred sewed up for him.
But you know what? Those movies, like Batman and Robin, Batman Forever, you know, back then, they were bad, but at least they were entertaining.
I love those movies. Like,
yes.
George Clooney was one of my favorite Batmans.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
Well,
I agree. A lot of people would hate us what we're saying, but yeah,
I feel like
it.
Val Kilmer more than George Clooney. But yeah, they were entertaining. You had, I mean, yeah, they were cheesy. Jim Carrey's Riddler and Tommy Jones is cheap, and they were cheesy.
But I would watch. I would watch a Jim Carrey Riddler again. Like, if they decide to cast him for a future Batman movie, I would throw all my money at them for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But BVS. I mean, it wasn't fun.
It was long.
It was hard to get through. None of the I love Jesse Eisenberg, one of my favorite actors, but him
terrible
and Lex Luthor did not work. Everything. I know Tim didn't really like Wonder Woman that much in the movie. I thought she was more of a standout.
She looked good.
But she also didn't do much. She didn't talk. She had one action scene, and that was it.
Her wiping the blood from her, like that smile on her face because she's fighting, I told you, just it translates to porn to me. Like, I literally laughed out loud when I saw her, like, get hit back, and she's, like, gave that big smile to the camera. Like, I don't know if it was over the top for me or what, but I looked at it as, like, a porn scene. Like, it was just weird.
Okay. The longer I stay away from, like, the longer I separate myself from this movie, I haven't actually rewatched it in a while, the more I'm okay with, like, at least the themes behind it. The movie itself wasn't the best, but I can at least accept the messages behind it. They did a really good job on that for me. Just between making everybody hate Batman for being a vigilante and everybody hating Superman because he is an alien. And they did a really good job with that.
I think it's cool. I get that. And I like the beginning, how it showed like what Bruce Wayne was doing while Superman was fighting General Zod and Man of Steel. And that was cool. I like that. But overall, as we went on, it was editing terrible.
are you like the entertainment factor is terrible. It's boring. I mean, it was so boring.
Are there people that really still like Lois Lane? I mean, I can't stand her.
Amy Adams, Lois Lane. Lois Lane, I just don't. I'm not a fan.
Are you a Lois Lane fan?
I remember from like the was it the Lois and Clark show back in the day?
Yes, Terry Hatcher.
She was okay. There was actually an episode where like her and Superman switched powers, and I remember that episode really well.
I have the whole series on DVD. I'm proud of that though.
See, that was an okay Lois though. This one,
yes.
She really played up the damsel in distress role.
Yeah, I just don't like her. That whole scene where they just go off and Jimmy Olsen and her and the whole whatever, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't like. Oh man.
So we'll talk about Suicide Squad real quick, and then we gotta take a quick commercial break. Suicide Squad came out. That was the last DC Cinematic Universe movie we got this year. It was fun.
I agree.
It was fun. I have it like down like a third way down my list. It's like it's respectable. It's actually right under Zootopia for me.
Okay.
It was. I get it. It had its problems. The villain was terrible. I get it. And believing a squad can beat magical characters, hard to believe.
It was a cool looking villain though.
Cool looking villain, but just no
reason.
No background, no reason.
Nobody really cared about the villain, yeah, that's for sure.
No. They really should have named the movie Harley Quinn and Joker, because that's all people want to see. They stood out. They were fantastic. I love Will Smith. Is that shot?
Will Smith was the biggest surprise for me. When they first casted him, I was like, okay, this is just a money grab. They want Will Smith's name on it. But even then, Will Smith, he hasn't put out a good movie for me in a while, so that almost turned me away from it. But then seeing him as Deadshot, I haven't seen this Will Smith since like his Men in Black days.
Yeah, I love that line. He's like, "Y'all jokers must be crazy."
Yeah.
I love that line. He picks up the gun and he just, I loved it. It was fun. I mean, that's back to like Batman Forever and Batman Robin. You know, like I said, those movies, they weren't the best, but they're so entertaining that they're good. And that's kind of how I feel about Suicide Squad. It was so entertaining and it's introducing characters that I love that it was good.
Solid intro, like the music and like the graphics and the way they did like the Arkham and they did the graphics on screen. It was great with the music and stuff.
Yeah.
By after the middle of the movie though, the end just started falling apart for me.
Yeah, I think this movie definitely has the best soundtrack for me.
Yes, very good soundtrack.
It was very good.
But yeah, the villain they didn't care about. They rushed a lot of the characters. When it came to Katana, I know that again DC's really bad about editing and then like release an extended cut, and I guess that they explain more about Katana in the extended DVD release, but in the actual theatrical cut she just sort of hops on a plane and they're like, oh yeah, that's Katana, her dead husband's soul is in that sword, okay, we're good, let's go.
Yeah, I was confused by that.
Oh yeah, I love when you just come in.
Yeah, awesome. I heard her a minute ago. I heard a little bit of her.
I was petting the dog. There's a puppy.
You have a puppy there?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's the puppy's name?
His name's Emmett.
He's that too precious awesome. For this world.
Oh, man.
So we're going to hit a commercial real quick, and then we'll be right back with Matt and Tim from the Not So Much Buzz Show. We're doing a quick rundown of our 2016 movies, and then we're going to give our... Let's do a top five of the year.
Awesome.
We'll be back on 89.9 KGRG.
Woo!
Geeky News.
89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz in a very special extended movie edition of Geeky News. Last break, Matt and Tim, we talked a lot about like the superhero movies, right?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
A ton. So let's get into some of the more like kid-friendly animated stuff, because what do you guys mention you saw Zootopia?
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen Zootopia?
No.
We both did. Yeah. It's solid. It was good. I watched it on the plane in my honeymoon.
Yeah. It's
oh, solid. Nice.
I didn't know that. Yeah, it was good. Was my favorite. It had its moments.
I think if it was... My biggest complaint is it seemed like a music video for, like, that one song they had.
Oh, there's a lot of that. Yeah, there's a lot.
They only ever played that one song.
Oh, that's annoying.
And focused way too much on a character who really didn't have any sort of plot significance.
Yeah, that's true. As a life philosophy, though, it makes sense. Try everything. Anyway.
That part of it worked, but just...
Yeah,
after hearing the song for the third time, I'm just like, all right, I can tune this part of the movie out.
But what hurts you more, that or Frozen?
Ooh.
Music. I like Frozen.
I
like
love Frozen.
I got to see Frozen once, and I dodged the seeing it repeatedly bullet because luckily I'm far from my like babysitting days now.
Yeah.
The thing about Frozen that just irritated me is that, like, everyone's still like, Frozen, Frozen, Frozen. And, like, there's, like, been so many different movies since then. Like, I worked retail for a while, and, like, all we would sell was Frozen toys in our department store. And I was like, this movie came out, like, 3 years ago.
They're getting ready for their sequel.
I didn't know there was a sequel.
Freezing.
Yeah. Freezing.
Oh, everyone's dead. What killed the dinosaurs? The ice age.
Ice age.
Oh, those movies are still going.
I can't believe
Oh, God.
They're up to like Ice Age 12 now or something, when I think they finally got to the meteor coming down and hitting.
Oh, jeez.
But Zootopia went up against, was it Dory this year? Pets.
Dory was great.
I loved Dory.
Yeah, can we talk about Dory for a second?
Yeah, go at it.
This is my movie. I'm making like a new list, like our new question. The movie of the year that you just did not want to see, and you went and saw, and you like, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I wanted to see that for sure.
It was fine. Well, here's the thing. We saw it. I saw it with my wife, and I'm not a big fan of the first one. I'm just not. I've seen it. It's cute. It's okay. So in the second one, I saw the trailer. I was like, I don't really want to see this. I was like, it looks like a rehash of the first one, except it's with. Dory. I don't really care about the character as much. Kind of annoying. I don't want to see it. But it was playing with a double feature with Civil War. So
there you go.
And I actually loved it. When I came out of theater, I was like, I really liked it. I enjoyed it. I think I like it better than the first one.
I do too.
It's solid. I watched bits and pieces. I didn't get to watch the whole thing. My kids and my wife were watching it. So I kept passing them off. So last night, actually, I figured it definitely deserved to be watched because from what I saw, it looked really good. Great movie. It's one of the more solid sequels. It's as good as the first. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's better, but I think it's a solid.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had Finding Dory. They're doing a third Cars movie, and then Pixar announced that they're done doing sequels, at least on their older titles for a while. It's good news to hear that they did it justice. The new Cars movie from like the posters and stuff is starting to look a little grim.
Yeah.
But...
I've seen them. I heard they are. Yeah, there was a trailer for it last night. And it's death. I mean,
I don't
want to
hear
death.
Anything.
I watched the first Cars movie yesterday at work, actually.
There you go.
But they also went up against a more adult animated movie. We had a Sausage Party. You guys see that one?
No, I didn't
see
that.
Matt,
I loved it. I actually saw the drive-in. Yeah, with a bunch of people. It was awesome. The beginning and the end were like. 10 out of 10, 20 out of 20, 100 out of 100. They were drop-dead hilarious. This movie is like nothing I've ever seen. 100% nothing, especially the end. I can't really even say, and I won't spoil it. Even if I want to spoil it, I wouldn't say it because it's pretty dirty. But the middle was a little boring. It had its moments. The middle of the movie was you could do without. It was a little boring. But the beginning and the end were hilarious. I think Seth Rogen did an amazing, amazing job on the movie. I hope he makes a second one, or I hope he does something like it again, but it was awesome.
Who would like the movie more, Carl or Negan?
Negan. Okay.
Yeah, Negan would definitely find it funnier.
Yeah.
But movie came out in, like, the middle of all those, like, rated R releases. Like, Deadpool kicked it off with being rated R.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, there were a bunch of other movies that started going, no, we're going to be rated R. We're going to be rated R. And even, like, Batman v Superman, the DVD was rated R. And then, the Old Man Logan Wolverine movie, that's rated R now.
Okay. Yeah. It's a new thing. I mean, how can that be? Deadpool, it had its R rating, had a low budget, and it made, you know, what, $800 million worldwide. It made a huge profit. So it's hard for studios not to be like, well, we should do that, you know, in the business.
Well,
you were talking, yeah.
Deadpool, I think, is the only thing that saved Fox at all.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
They released X-Men Apocalypse. We didn't talk about this when we were talking about superhero movies later or Deadpool, but no, we'll talk about it now. They did X-Men Apocalypse, and I'm a bigger fan of the Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, X-Men cast. I could do without Jennifer Lawrence, but yeah, everybody else has been great. X-Men Apocalypse, I'm glad they made this movie. One, they had the Sentinels, and they needed that, and I think that Peter Dinklage did great. And that was a movie that we definitely needed. And then X-Men Apocalypse, they did a lot of really good callbacks to the comics, at least, and they done some side-by-side imaging, and even, like, Logan in that weird helmet-looking thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the movie. I have a class here written down, and it's called What They Say, the movies that they said things about. And I actually went to see, or I saw Age of Apocalypse. I think I got it on, like, Vudu. And I saw it because so many people told me how terrible it was, and I figured that's my cue to watch it. I loved it. I thought it was entertaining. It was cool. It was a good time.
But
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought all the new characters were great. I loved Xavier and Magneto in this one.
Storm looked awesome.
Storm looked awesome. Apocalypse was okay. Another villain with why you want to take over the world kind of situation, what's going on. It was kind of hard to understand what his motives were, but it wasn't a terrible movie. It's close. I can't say yes or no. I think I like it just as much as I like Days of Future Past, though.
I think other super movies, the thing that they could take away from just X-Men in general is how to introduce in characters that really, I'm not going to say don't mean anything, but they're definitely not significant. Like, they're really good at just being like, there's another mutant, here's a power, there you go. All the way back to the original trilogy when you had just, yeah, that's the frog guy, he does frog stuff.
Frog stuff.
Oh, man. What happens when a frog gets struck by lightning?
The
worst line in a movie.
Man. Way to go, Darth Maul.
She had one job.
One job. Be Storm. Not Dr. Phil.
Yeah. But, you know, Apocalypse is one of those movies where there's not enough dislike about it to go into detail about anything. It was good. You watched it, you know?
It was a solid movie. Deadpool killed it.
I loved Deadpool. Oh, it was so good.
I saw it when it came out. I watched it on the plane over the summer. I still have it downloaded on my tablet. I'll whip it out every now and then. It's one of the few superhero back and rewatch it a few times.
That's funny you said that. It's a 10 out of 10 for me, hands down. Thought it was great in the theater. Loved it. And Matt and I even said this. I don't know if Matt still feels the same. We just haven't revisited it. Like, I don't know why I haven't, because I know it's a great movie. I loved it. But for whatever reason, and we're people have seen all the Marvel and DC and comic book movies 17 to 35 times. And that's not an exaggeration. So I don't know why I haven't gone back to this movie.
Yeah, I've only seen it like 3 or 4 times.
I've seen it twice.
Anyway, I had to watch it one time. Cool.
I would encourage you to go back. A lot of the biggest complaint for me on that one was the, like, they started in the middle of the movie, and then they tried to pull, like, I'm trying to think of the name. They almost tried to pull a Pulp Fiction where, like, they started at the end of the movie, and then they went through the middle of the movie, and then the end of the movie was the beginning of the movie all the way to the end.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
Trying to explain it's confusing. Just like, but it was rewatching it the second time, it didn't bug me as much. Because, the murder montage has been my favorite comic book montage. Hell of a lot better than the Captain America fighting Nazi montage or the Iron Man building the suit montages or anything like that. This is a really well done montage, almost Rocky caliber for me.
Creed, or Batman hammering that tire again.
Yeah.
And playing with the ropes.
Bench pressing cement.
Yeah, he's bench pressing. Yes, bench pressing. Yeah, that was awesome.
But
hey,
oh yeah, go on.
No, I just noticed one that got kind of overlooked for kids movies. I'm just curious. Did you guys see Jungle Book?
No, I didn't.
I
stayed away from it. I've already seen a live action Jungle Book movie. I didn't need another one.
Oh yeah, there was one.
Oh, yeah, way back in the day.
No.
You message us today. We will watch Deadpool again.
God, let's go get it. Let's go to Best Buy. We'll buy the DVD for $10, whatever it is, and we'll send it to him.
I have, yeah.
It is so good. You kid, it does not even compare to that. You're talking about the one from like 96 or something.
That was horrible.
That was terrible. No, that was terrible. John Favreau so nailed this.
I'm going to nail Sophie on that
I
one.
I mean,
that's
the animation with Baloo and all those characters, it's so, it's,
you get invested and you get pulled into it. And you're not sitting there like, what's going on? It's very believable. And the fact that they have one person, there's one kid, one human working with all these.
Yeah, they did it in like a warehouse in California.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, if I never knew that, if you just didn't tell me that, I would have never have known that. Like, it's an amazing movie.
Bill Murray sings Bare Necessity.
Okay, I want that in my life.
Yeah, that's the movie. Like, you do that, you end the movie, roll credits, you're done.
No, you gotta see it. There's a reason Jon Favreau got greenlit to do The Lion King. That's true.
Well, that had a really big cast because they also had like Scarlett Johansson playing the snake.
Yeah.
They had Bill Murray playing the bear.
Are they just gonna do like live action like all the old Disney movies? I don't. What do they?
Yes, they will.
I mean, I'm excited for Beauty and the Beast because that was like my favorite Disney movie. But like, I can do without all of them.
Well, they went up. Well, could you imagine a live action Finding Nemo?
Oh, that'd be so horrible.
It'd be ridiculous. I don't want that.
Jungle Book went up against Tarzan this year in terms of like live action jungle movies.
I didn't see Tarzan.
I didn't realize there was a Tarzan.
I just heard
it. I like the animated.
Between the two, I was more interested in what was going on in Tarzan than what was going on in Jungle Book. Tarzan had more of like that Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock movie, or like I'm trying to think of the other movie. What was it? Frankenstein movie. Victor Frankenstein with had James McAvoy and it had Harry Potter in there. That was a really good movie. It had more of that feel.
Oh.
So it was a little bit more serious, less like talking animals and stuff like that. Although I think it didn't rank high at all in my like dudes in the jungle movie. Like George in the Jungle always on top.
Yes.
Of course. Come on. Watch out for that tree.
Poor Brendan Fraser just about killed his career. Or no, the Looney Tunes movie killed his career, but
the Looney Tunes.
I thought it was during the Center of the Earth.
They should do a crossover platform. Tarzan.
I thought it was the Mummy 2.
The Mummy 2. Mummy 3 with Jet Li and Kung Fu Mummies.
Tarzan and Planet of the Apes. That'd be a great crossover.
Oh
my gosh. That'd be crazy.
I
would watch that though.
I just got greenlit.
There you go. Yeah, Tarzan would show up and he wouldn't know if they blew up the statue or not.
No,
he's nailing it.
Yeah, you'd see the dude. They blew it up. They did it. They really did. Tarzan's just looking over. I'm like, blew up what?
Oh my god,
I got a vine to swing on.
I'm writing this down.
I got one. one to bring up. Did you guys see? Did you guys see Shallows with Blake Lively?
No. There's a lot of movies I didn't see this year.
The shark movie? It wasn't bad.
Oh, that shark! Okay! Yeah. No, you can't do a shark movie since Jaws. No.
I agree. Jaws is always the best. So Deep Blue Sea has its moments. But, no, Jaws, I love Jaws. Who doesn't love Jaws? But I just love shark movies. Like, I'll YouTube
shark movies. I love shark movies, too.
Like, I'll YouTube like top 5 shark attacks or something, and I just love them. They're entertaining. So I was like, all right, let's go see like Lively surf around and get attacked by a shark.
I can't do an animal like shark movie, snake movie, spider movie. I can't do any of those movies if they take themselves too seriously.
I mean, at times it did. I'd say the ending definitely didn't take itself seriously, but it was short, which I appreciate. It was like 100 or it was like an hour and 30 minutes long.
No, I need like sci-fi animal of the week bad.
Sharknado?
I need not even Sharknado, like
Eight-Legged
Freaks.
I cannot watch that. I'm so terrified of spiders.
Lake Placid.
Yeah, Lake Placid. The Anaconda movies were.
Those are the most serious
I will go.
Oh man, the Anaconda series.
So I can't take any other like.
My dad has like all of those on DVD, and it makes me so happy.
I can't take any other animal movie seriously.
I wouldn't be sold on the animal part of it, and I haven't seen Shallows. But I told everyone, I said I want to see this movie. I said they should call it Girl on a Rock, produced by Phone Booth and Man on a Ledge. I love movies where you're like, here's the idea. This person's going to stand here, and the whole world is going to revolve around him, and shit's going to happen.
And then you like, have, like, you had Life of Pi, which was Kid in a Boat with a Tiger.
I liked it.
Did you like it? Was it good?
I thought it was good. I liked it. I'm going to name a cat Richard Parker.
Oh.
Movie.
I didn't see it.
There was a movie that I saw on a whim this year. Like, my girlfriend and I just decided we were out and about, you know, let's go see a movie, and we couldn't, none of them really looked that good, but the one, ended up surprising me was The Nice Guys.
That was
Russell Crowe and Ron Gosling.
I didn't see that.
I hear it was, like, one of the best movies of the year.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, I saw it here. The trailers didn't really, you know, do anything for me.
The trailers didn't do it justice. Their advertising for some reason was lackluster. They could have done a better job getting the movie out there. And it came out at a time where, like, it was going up against Zootopia. Like, those two movies were out at the same time. The Nice Guys was great.
Yeah, I gotta see it. Everything I read about it, it says it's one of the best movies of the year.
I don't even think I heard it going on DVD. Like, it just sort of got swept under the rug.
Oh, weird.
Huh.
But out of any movie this year that I saw and it surprised me the most, it was The Nice Guys. Most movies I saw this year, I went in knowing what to expect. I was already kind of hyped for it, or I was already skeptical of it. This one I went in, open mind, didn't know what I was going to get, and it blew me away.
Maybe we'll watch it before next week.
Nice Guys?
Yeah, maybe we should get it. We'll get some beef jerky in
it. Beef jerky and Toby.
Hey, what's your girlfriend's favorite comic book movie? Can you answer that? Do you know?
Oh, I know that she really liked Doctor Strange. That one was good, a really good one for her. She was a bigger fan than most of Batman v Superman, but that one wasn't her favorite. I think Deadpool might be her favorite though. Like, Doctor Strange is up there, but Deadpool is her favorite.
Okay, yeah, I think Deadpool's a solid for everyone's favorite.
I mean, did you guys see, it's a movie called Midnight Special?
No, I don't even know what that is.
So, basically, it's actually, I think Logan, an actual Wolverine movie, I think it's pulled a lot from Midnight Special. It was a smaller movie that came out in like February, March of this year. Basically, a young kid has powers, and his dad and a friend of his dad pretty much like run around the country to try to conceal him and like hide him from the law and all stuff like that, kind of like how we see in the Logan trailer. Like, they're running around trying to hide X-23 from whoever's chasing them. I mean, it really is. It's, like, similar, but it was a good movie. It was interesting. Michael Shannon, I believe, is the father of the kid with powers. And, you just kind of see him trying to just do different things to escape, and how this kid uses their powers and what their destiny is, and
almost like a Logan's Run movie?
Yeah. I mean, it was good. Again, I think I watched it on the plane, too. But no, I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was like an easy watch. You know, it wasn't too long, it wasn't short, it was just simple. And then when I saw the Logan trailer, I'm like, it reminds me of Midnight Special, the way they're doing this trailer. So, yeah, I saw it, that's it.
Now, I know you guys weren't a big fan of Batman v Superman, but let's talk about least favorite movie of the year.
It was close for me.
Besides that one?
I'm putting, I'll do my class four. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Ghostbusters, and Mike and Dave's Wedding Date. Like, that Wedding Date movie.
Mike and Dave's that's close for me, too.
That seemed like a, not like, Wedding Crashers, except it didn't have Owen Wilson in it.
Yeah.
It insults me. Here's the problem for me. Aubrey Plaza. Like, there's not too many, like, people out there like, Aubrey Plaza's like my girl. Like,
I love Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, and Parks and Rec, like, she was just, like, it was awesome. She was just great. And then I feel like now they are just, like, and it's obvious it's going to happen. They're just sexifying her too much. They're like, you're attractive, we're just going to throw you in this movie, and it'll be a comedy. Where she was just genuinely awesome in Parks and Rec. I think that movie's, like, I haven't seen Bad Grandpa. Right? Bad Grandpa? Dirty Grandpa. Haven't seen that. But I feel like it's belittling of her.
It seems like they either do that with her and they're trying to push her in that direction, or She can only play that one other character, the one from Parks and Rec. She was also in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
She was.
She played the same exact character that ended up in Parks and Rec, which is fine. It's a good character for her. It worked, but I'm not sure going forward if she has the acting range to really do anything else.
Yeah, you're right about that. Do you guys have, like, resources there to look something up? What was that? It was a movie she did a couple years ago. It was like the guy could jump through time.
Oh, Jumper?
Is that Jumper?
Well, there was Jumper.
And she was... Is that Jumper? That's a pretty cool movie. Same thing, though. She just played April Lovegate from Parks, basically. Same character, like, in that movie.
Yeah, it's not a bad character either.
No, great character, yeah.
But I think worst film of the year for me was Independence Day. Hands down.
You
couldn't have done worse. Like, Ghostbusters, I will give them a slight edge only because I love the other two movies that much.
All right. Don't disconnect on me. Out of, like, the whatever I have, like, 19 movies here, it's my number 3.
Or Ghostbusters?
No, Independence Day. Let me tell you something, man. It's terrible. Terrible, great movie to me. Like, it is what I expect from Independence Day. Like, here's the thing. If they told me that Will Smith, like, in the movie, like, why isn't he here? They're like, oh, he was in a bulletproof glass closet running away from zombies and he died. I wouldn't have cared. It was just one of those movies where they just, like, said Independence Day things or spaceships. It's kind of Starship Troopers-esque. But it's the one I was thinking about last night, and I said, I have to be honest. Like, I left the theater. I'm like, yeah, it's great. There's a sci-fi thing blowing up, people saying Independence Day things. Yeah, I'm not going to argue that it should get any awards or character development or any of those things that people associate with good stories, but I loved it.
Like, I will give it a special effects award. I'll give you that much.
It was
like, the moon scene was great. The spaceships looked great. What they did on Earth was great. But the thing that made Independence Day for me was you had just, again, it was that regular people fighting with what they had against aliens. Whereas this, they were, like, it was set current day. It was set in 2016, but it wasn't the 16 that I knew.
Yeah, it was futurized. It was like how they missed it with Back to the Future.
And
like, we're not up to date, yeah.
They could have taken the Independence Day title off of it and named it literally anything else. They could have called it Stormtroopers 2. Or not Stormtroopers 2, But they literally could have called it anything but Independence Day, not mentioned that the other movie happened. You would have had a significantly shorter movie, but it could have been its own movie. It could have been its own thing. But the fact that they decided to call it Independence Day and had, like, the dude coming out of a coma be a significant part, and a lot of the movie being based off of the fact that the first one happened 20-plus years ago, that was a deal-breaker for me.
Oh, like, let me tell you, it was so terrible, and I still got goosebumps because I liked it so much. Everything you're saying is so true.
You know, I think my worst of the year, well, two that stand out. The one, I don't even know if it has theatrical release, but the Yoga Hoosiers, that Kevin Smith movie.
Okay.
I watched it on Netflix. I don't even know if it was in theater. I don't really go into it too much. All I can say, he made it for his daughter. You could tell. It was for his daughter. It had its moments, but overall, it just wasn't for me. It didn't hit me. It wasn't as funny as I thought his other movies are, but more of like a movie I know definitely was in theaters was Allegiant, the third Divergent movie.
Oh, I like those books.
We actually had an interview, was it last year, with somebody who played an extra on that.
Oh,
or on
that's
that
cool.
Movie. Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool. Nice.
I really like the books.
I know somebody who's angry with the books.
I don't know.
I know somebody who was actually angry with the books.
I mean, I'm angry with him, really? But...
Yeah, or at least with how the series ended.
I haven't finished the series, so...
So, the first two, especially the second one, I really liked. I definitely get through them.
Those are the only ones I've read so far.
So, the third one, it was just, here we go again. I mean, it was boring, starters. And you could tell they were just taking elements from the first and second one, and they were, like, doing all over it again. All over again. It's like, didn't we see this? At one point, you're kind of like, is this the third one, or are we watching the first one again? And I liked the first and second one, but I don't want to see
Are they in a simulation? Did they escape from the Matrix yet?
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. And then I thought it was the end. I thought that was the last one, and somebody told me that they're making another one.
Well, there's like four books, I think.
Is there four? Okay, yeah, they're making another one. The movie is... It is boring. I didn't like it at all.
Would I like it?
The story was weak. Would you like it? Did you see the first two?
No.
I saw the first one. It was okay. But I didn't follow up with the series after that, only because I chalked it up to those movies weren't made for me. It was made for a different crowd, made for a different demographic. It was made for somebody else. And that's okay. There are those movies that... Like, the Pets movie that came out. That movie wasn't meant for me. Finding Dory, I remember that movie coming out, so that movie was a little bit geared towards me, but not Allegiant.
Well, we all know Independence Day was made for you.
Come on. It was made with such glorious special effects.
Taking your independence away.
Great dialogue.
So we're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we'll be back, and we'll go over our top list.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, guys. It's Matt and Tim from the Not Too Much Show hanging out with The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. We'll be back with our top 2016 movies.
Okay.
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to a very special edition of The Buzz. We're talking to Matt and Tim from the Not Too Much Show, going over our top 2016 movies. And we've discussed a lot about different movies that came out this year. I think we maybe got through like half, if that.
Yeah, if that.
Oh god, there's a lot of movies.
A ton. Again, I have the list in front of me and just going through it. I keep scrolling through and, oh yeah, Alice Through the Looking Glass came out this year and we didn't even talk about Fantastic Beasts.
That's the last movie I saw, actually.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who fell in love with that movie, but
I didn't see it.
I heard it's been like split down the middle.
It's based on a book, and the book exists. Like, they actually released a, like, hard copy of the textbook that they use in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I actually have it.
Yeah, but there's no stories to that book. It's a textbook.
Yeah,
right. It's like an index.
If they did a movie on, like, a college textbook, nobody would go see that.
Yeah. No, it really is. It's like 80 pages of just, like, Fantastic Beasts is, or whatever these names of these creatures are.
It's weird.
It is weird. I don't know why they even came out with it.
But it's a Harry Potter movie. I'll see every Wolverine movie, and I'll see every Harry Potter movie just because.
Yeah, I'm like a Harry Potter person.
We also had like Pete's Dragon this year.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Now You See Me 2.
I saw that one.
See, I didn't see any movies this year, basically.
We had some very, very awful, as usual, video game movies, and the Warcraft movie and the Angry Birds movie.
Oh. Yeah, I keep trying
to watch Warcraft. I keep looking at it on like Vimeo, and I'm like, I can't. Like, I can't do it.
I played all the way back to like the real-time strategy games, like Warcraft 3 and Warcraft 2.
I'd rather watch the Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday.
I'd sit through the Mario Brothers movie.
That's a great movie.
I love that movie.
If you watch video games, watch Wizards.
Wizards good, and Mortal Kombat, obviously.
Oh, Mortal Kombat movies. There's a lot of good, bad movies in there, too.
That is the only good video game movie.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great... It's Get Over Here.
Yeah, it is the best.
Can't get sick of that.
Beats 90s, beats Sega Genesis, and it speaks my heart.
So...
Yeah.
Let's go over top movies of this year. I know you guys already said, what if you saw Rogue One, you loved it, you don't think Matt's going to love it?
Right.
Thanks, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
A lot of people are going to hate this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm already hating that I didn't see any Bothans in this trailer, so.
I'm already hating Tim for telling me I'm going to hate it.
I was going to go see it tomorrow.
That's not a spoiler. That's ridiculous. I love it.
That's like my mom like making me spaghetti meatballs. Like, hey, I made it your favorite. Oh, you're not going to like it.
That's stupid. April always says, like, here's zeros if you don't like it. I'm like, don't tell me that.
And now I'm not going to like it.
Now you're not going to like it. Thanks.
So
Star Wars, it's my number one movie, Star Wars Rogue One. Let's get that one out there.
Okay. So, Tim, let's start with you then. You start off with the number one. What's number... two, three, four, and five then.
All right, I'll do this fast. I'll give you my class one movie, which is Star Wars Rogue One, Captain America Civil War, Independence Day Resurgence, Doctor Strange, Jason Bourne, and Creed.
I forgot Creed came out this year.
I forgot.
Did that come out this year?
I put that in there, yeah.
Oh, Tim, I forgot.
Because it just hit Netflix. Oh. I think it hit Netflix either like, was it end of November or like early December, and I still haven't watched that movie yet. I saw the last Rocky movie, and that one, it just made me feel sad. Not even sad for Rocky, but like sad for Sylvester Stallone. Because it was like, let's milk this cash cow one more time while Sylvester Stallone can pretend like he can take a punch.
Oh no!
I finished editing at like 2 a.m. I wanted to fall asleep, and I'm like, okay, I was like, I'll watch it. Maybe finish watching it tomorrow. Kept me up, man. It's a good movie. It was really good.
I just found out I bought it. I didn't even know. I forgot. But it is good. I really enjoyed Creed. Got all about that, Tim. Man.
There you go. Yeah, pulling that one out of the hat. Jeez.
Yeah, Tim. Jeez.
I feel so special.
You're nail. Like, put your hammer away. And
I
nail on things.
I deserve a sip of Sobeys.
Take that green tea, Sobeys. Good green.
All right, Matt. So your top five movies of 2016. What do you got?
Well, I'm going from five down. I'm gonna start from the bottom. I'm here. So first of all, I gotta mention my honorable mentions: Creed and Finding Dory. I it was tough to leave them out. But anyways, five. I'm going with Slumber Party. Four, Deadpool. Three is Jungle Book, not Independence Day. It's Jungle Book. Two is Civil War. And number one, which we didn't talk about, I didn't even tell Tim. I did not tell Tim my number one movie is. I want him to hear it right now. Hey. My number one movie is a movie that came out in the summer called Don't Breathe. That horror movie.
I didn't get to see it.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
100%. I love, love, love this movie.
From what I got from the trailers, it's about a blind guy murdering people, right?
Okay, no, hold on.
Which is a great wing.
No, he's nailed it. Because, exactly, the trailer shows you Stephen Lang, who should play Cable, is jacked ex-military man who lives in the ghetto. Three house robbers, they rob his house. All right, that's what the trailer shows you. That's what's going on. And that's what happens a lot in the movie. No. You have no idea. There's such a twist to this movie. Such a twist. Where you're just like, wow. Like, I need another handful of popcorn. I need 2 sips of soda. And I gotta watch the rest of this movie. It's surprising. Stephen Lang, as an ex-military guy who's blind, he just nails it. Like, watching him freak these kids out around his house and grab them and come out of the shadows and stuff like that is amazing. The twist is my favorite twist of the year. It was the movie that surprised me the most of the year. I was so stunned.
So
it came out. Wow. I came out. I loved it. I was like, you got me. Loved it.
So you're better off watching the movie and not just rewatching Daredevil.
Yeah.
I actually did that. My job, one of my other jobs, I work overnights, and last month I started rewatching all the way through the Marvel Netflix series.
Yeah.
So I started with Daredevil. I stopped after the end of season one. I watched Jessica Jones. I just got done rewatching season two of Daredevil, and now I'm on Luke Cage.
All right. Okay, you go.
Yeah. What season of Daredevil Daredevil's a hard one. They're both great. What's your favorite season?
The thing I hate about one was just waiting for the costume because I knew it was coming. Like, my first time watching through, I'm just like, yeah, this whole, like, mask thing is cool, but where's the horns, man? Where's the horns? So I gotta give it to season two, because even all the way up to the end where he's like, all right, here's this, you know, the two sticks you've been using the entire time? Well, we're gonna turn to one mega stick that has a grappling hook on it. I'm just like, yes! They did it! They did the thing.
Were you sold on Elektra like right the first moment? It took me a couple episodes of Dawn,
no.
And I loved her.
I think she would have made a better what's Ra's al Ghul's daughter's name? Talia. She would have made a better Talia than Elektra.
I see that. But I thought she nailed character. I mean, I wanted my dark Elektra. I wanted the assassin Elektra. I didn't want I'm gonna go on a teeter totter with Ben Affleck Elektra, you know, be all cute and stuff and, you know, stay in the rain.
It's not hard to beat, that was Jennifer Garner, right?
Yeah.
It's not hard to beat Jennifer Garner as Elektra.
No,
that's a really low bar. That's like saying the Catwoman from Gotham, or the girl they have playing Catwoman from Gotham is a better Catwoman than Halle Berry, and she hasn't even, like, brought out the suit or anything yet.
Wait, hold on.
Matt looks, he's getting perplexed.
Wait, Halle Berry? Like,
Halle Berry was a Catwoman at one point.
Yeah. I know, but no. The girl from Gotham, I know she hasn't put a suit on, but she's displayed more Catwoman.
That's what I'm saying. Berry. Like, this Selina from Gotham is a better Catwoman than Halle Berry, and she isn't even Catwoman yet.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I thought you went the other way with
that. No,
that's
what
I thought you were saying, too, and I was like, oh.
No.
If we could do this, then I have to say out loud again, too, that Daredevil's girlfriend would make a better Wasp for Ant-Man.
Oh, the...
In my opinion. I just had to throw that out there. I'm never good at transitions. I cut in and say, like, things I want to say. But, like, I was just feeling that when you guys were talking about this person and this person, so I wanted to get that out there.
All right, Danica, what about you?
I don't know. I only saw, like, 5 movies this year.
That's perfect.
Rank them, then.
This is not in any, like, order, but Finding Dory I saw, and I liked that. I can't even think. Deadpool. We were just talking about Daredevil, so I said that. I really like Deadpool, and I saw Star Wars, but I think that was, like, the end of the year, so that doesn't count for this year, so never mind. And I don't know. I saw Fantastic Beasts, and those are, like, the only ones I remember seeing this year.
I like your reviews because it's like inside out, like being inside someone's head. You don't give us the final answer. You're just like, yeah, just, hey, you know what? I love it. It's great. Like, we got all the details, like, in your head.
Hey, good movie's a good movie, man.
Yeah.
What about yours? Let's hear it.
As far as my top 5, I gotta include Batman v Superman just because I'm a DC fanboy. And I think that Ben Affleck made the second best Batman for me. I'm going to put that out there. I would have rather they started and gave him his own solo Batman movie and established that Batman's into the universe before they jumped directly into Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are pieces there that they could work with. This was just too big of a movie too soon.
Okay.
I think that Wonder Woman was a really good piece of that movie. I think Ben Affleck was an amazing part of that movie. He was the best Bruce Wayne since George Clooney, too. Nobody's done a decent Bruce Wayne for me. They do okay Batmans. It doesn't take much to put on a suit and act like Batman. But Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne doesn't even hold a candle to Ben Affleck's Bruce Wayne for me.
What about In Begins, though? I agree. What about In Begins? How is Christian Bale Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins, too?
They get the origin stuff down pretty good, but he's still not the, like, playboy millionaire getting drunk during the day party. Like, they do the party on a yacht and use that as an excuse, but...
I mean, he buys a hotel and his Russian models go in the fountain and use it as a swimming pool.
Well, that was a quick cover story to get his, like to make him... He was putting on a cover to make himself look like that.
Exactly. You have Ben Affleck's Bruce Wayne, like, walking around the party, actively doing... Actively being the world's greatest detective. He's going around doing that, like, spy stuff, and then he's trying to act like he's drunk.
I love being sold on stuff.
You just won an award on that one.
you won the Jungle Book DVD reward. Be ready. We're going to, like, in February, we'll ship it to you.
Like, he is the best, like, that was the best, one of the best Batman movies ever. Terrible Superman movie. And I think Superman was what brought that movie down. You take Superman out, you have a decent movie.
Did you like Bruce Wayne in the animated series? I would think that you wouldn't, because then he's kind of, like, dry.
He's sort of non-existent.
Yeah, I mean, he is very dry in that.
Batman.
I'm excited for Lego Batman.
Yeah, I'm excited for Lego Batman, for sure.
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, Lego Batman.
I think Lego Batman makes for a better Batman than Bale for me, to be honest. I wasn't a fan of the sounding constipated all the time or anything like that.
Right, it was nuts. I'm so glad someone else likes George Clooney as because he was a great. I thought he was a great Bruce Wayne. Yeah,
you can't get a better Playboy millionaire than George Clooney.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect Bruce Wayne. I think that number 4, I gotta put in Zootopia.
Okay.
It was as far as anime movies go, it had a really good message. The Fox, I forgot the actor's name. He was the dad in Arrested Development. He surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the Fox stole a show on that one. The Sloth was okay. It was a cute movie, and I really liked it. I walked out of the movie at least happy, which is more than I can say about Independence Day.
All right, yeah. Of all the Independence Day shots.
As far as number three goes, I gotta put Suicide Squad up there.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one. Okay.
I haven't seen the extended DVD cut yet, but I gotta give it that slot because that was the DC movie they should have... They couldn't have let off with it because Batman establishes a lot of it, but I think if they would have let off, it would have done a little bit better. Like, you introduce all these villains and stuff, and you just sort of set the tone for the other part of the universe separate from Superman, and then you have Batman make a cameo like he did, and then you fully introduce Batman.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I like that. You know, speaking of Suicide Squad, two things. They're making their Gotham Girl movie.
Oh, Gotham City Sirens.
Gotham City Sirens. David Ayer is directing it again, which I think is fair, because the rumor is that he only had 6 weeks to write the script for Suicide Squad. They had to rush it. And I think they're going to give him the proper time, and I think he's going to produce an even better movie.
So I saw a rumor that Megan Fox is in the running for Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
I saw that, and I'm like, I can't see anything wrong with that. It's perfect.
I can't either.
Nailed it.
No. Nailed. Hey, where's the hammer?
Done.
I'm watching Jennifer's Body right after we're done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to bring
it
to
that
Poison
movie.
Ivy.
I forgot about that.
There's Poison Ivy. We're looking at Poison Ivy right now. Statue in front of
us. I'm not sure who again, that was sort of one they pulled out of their hat. I'm not sure they could put in as Catwoman. I think Electra could make a good Catwoman.
Yeah. I don't know. They're going to play as Catwoman. I couldn't even fan cast right now.
I think she'd be okay.
Who like? Oh,
From Daredevil, the Netflix series. I think that Electra can make a decent Catwoman.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
I also wouldn't object to seeing... I know they wouldn't do it, but the last Catwoman, she did okay. She surprised me. Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
I wasn't sold on her going in on the movie, but she sold me at the end.
I thought she was more like Batgirl who did flips like Catwoman.
That's fair. But I don't think they could have fit Barbara in.
No. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Yes, Megan Fox, Poison Ivy. Yes.
Done.
Perfect.
I think Nice Guys has got going at number two.
Oh, I thought it was number one.
I got to give it number two just because it was a really fun movie. It was the number one movie that surprised me. I've only rewatched it like a couple of times since then, and each time the jokes are still funny. The daughter in that movie nailed it. They couldn't have picked a better child to fit that role. She did a really good job, and it's a very adult movie.
All right.
Super adult movie. In fact, it's about the adult film industry.
Oh.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Believe it or not, it's about a couple of detectives investigating a crime in the adult film industry. They don't even bring that up in the trailers.
Wow.
But it's a really, really well-done movie.
All right.
Really good buddy cop movie. If you're into buddy cop movies, buddy cop shows, perfect one. They get the feel for the time period was perfect. They did a really good job with this movie. I don't think they could have done a better job. Number one, I have to give it to Deadpool just because, like, you talk about fun movies, he killed it. This was Ryan's best work.
I loved it.
Like, the fact that they brought him back as Deadpool after the atrocity that was X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
Good on them for taking the chance, and then every jab that he had at every other movie he's done was great. Like, they even had the messed up Deadpool from that movie from the end of the movie. Like, they had that figure in. They took the shot about the CGI green suit.
Yep.
Yeah, and I feel like Deadpool is that movie that it's bringing world peace. Like, can anyone really say that they hated it? They shouldn't. They're wrong.
It's so good. There's no reason to hate it.
My dad was like, oh, I saw it. I loved it. who's like not, I mean, he has a little comic fan in him, but he doesn't know anything about Deadpool, like anything at all. And he's like, yeah, I just happened to watch it. And he's like, it was one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen.
And they hit all the points. They brought in the Chimichanga reference. They did the talking to the camera and talking to the audience. Even the like gum flick on the camera. That little nuance was perfect.
Yeah. Did you ever play the video game?
I didn't. I was warned not to.
The graphics are like, no, it's great.
Oh,
the graphics
man,
are
who
like,
told you that?
Let me tell you this. The graphics are like PSP. Like, they put no money into, like, developing.
But it's not
like,
a bad thing.
No, but the game itself, I thought was hilarious.
It's actually similar to the movie, the way Deadpool interacts with the player.
Matt got it for me for my birthday.
It's a great game. Great game.
Now I feel bad. Now I have to pick it up.
But you can get it for PS2, PS3 for like $12.
But here's the problem. I can't tell you. I'm not a gamer, so I'm not going to tell you that it's a great gaming game. It's a great Deadpool game.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, definitely. I love that game, man.
My hope is that, I know that the rumors are swirling that they're going to reboot X-Men again.
Yeah, I think they are.
I'm okay with that as long as they give it more of that like 90s cartoon feel. They have the Sentinels, they have a bunch of other mutants. It's not just fighting Magneto, because there are more X-Men villains out there than Magneto, and they've tried to touch on that, but not to the best. And then I think you have to toss in Deadpool, you toss in Cable, you toss in those other X-Men. That Fox has proved before that they could do that.
Oh yeah.
And then I think that's where maybe you do another Fantastic Four movie, you do a little bit better of a job at it to reintroduce the characters, and then you start doing that and you have Fox start doing their big like Marvel Cinematic Universe, but not movies, where you have the Fantastic Four teaming up with the X-Men, which does happen every now and then.
It's been heavily rumored that Fantastic Four is going back to Marvel. That's all I keep hearing. That's all I keep reading I think it's happening. I think after Infinity War, you're going to get Marvel getting Fantastic Four back. As far as Deadpool, I think they're going to slowly reboot the Fox universe. You're going to have Deadpool. You're going to have Deadpool 2, New Mutants, and X-Force. I think those are kind of their next three movies.
Other than that, they don't have a whole lot left. Like,
well, right.
they gave us Spider-Man and now they've just they're cannibalizing themselves.
Well, Spider-Man was with Sony.
Right.
With X-Force and New Mutants, though, you have two new teams, so there's new characters, along with Deadpool. You already introduced Colossus and Negasonic. So I think, why not build your universe around X-Force, New Mutants, Deadpool? You know, obviously the X-Men are in this universe because Colossus is there. They talk about the X-Men. So what you do after New Mutants and X-Force is a few years down the line, then you make a new X-Men movie based in the 90s, early 90s, or late 90s. Whatever
you have the super cheesy Sentinels that are just the giant robots.
I mean, in like X-Force or New Mutants, you can even introduce like maybe one X-Men. Maybe it's like an end credit scene, or maybe it's like something, a surprising scene it doesn't have to be like a core X-Men character. It could be like Beast. There's Beast. You know what I mean? Or there's Hank McCoy. You know, something like that. I think it's a good way to build off the X-Men. Because the X-Men, I mean, they're the Avengers. They're very similar. So, but, you know, they need their respect.
The visual I'm waiting for on X-Men is from, like, 90s cartoon. What I love is the 90s cartoon is very suburban-based. Like, it was a suburb. Like, you guys remember, I don't know if you remember the first couple episodes of the X-Men cartoon, but you have them all shopping in a mall, and you have the Sentinels crashing through the top of the mall. Like, I get chills. And then they have to put this line in the movie where Cyclops is like, energy blast, huh? Here's one from a pro. They don't put that in there, the movie's a failure.
Yeah, you gotta have those good, like, 90s one-liners.
Yeah. You're right, those Sentinels, like, I need it. I need to see that. I love
all
that
big and purple, and yeah.
Oh, God.
And then I think that's when you start getting into a less terrible Galactus. Because if you set the precedent with, like, the big, cheesy purple Sentinels, then you can get the humongous, actual, not a fart cloud Galactus.
Yeah. And that's why you're a radio personality, because that was a beautiful transition right there.
Oh, man. Well, guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I know this is a little bit longer episode than usual, but you know what? This was worth it.
Yeah, thanks,
it was
man.
A lot of fun. Just want to say, we have a new movie review up, It Follows. It's in front of our new green screen, so we're working that out. It's really fun, really entertaining. Look for our Rogue One review, too, also in front of our green screen, which should be up within the week.
Yeah, day or two.
So, let's do this.
A lot of exciting stuff. Yeah, you guys got a lot going on, especially with the new equipment. Now you have some exciting stuff coming up in February, right?
Yeah,
we failed, but like Bruce's parents said, you got to get back up, man.
There you go. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your morning. Thanks for taking so much time out of your day and talking 2016 movies with us.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, have a good morning. That was Matt and Tim from the Not So Much With Us show on 89.9 KGRGFM with a very extended, very special edition of Geeky News. We'll be back after Snowcats by AFI on 89.9 KGRG.